your dog bark. He was barking at the two men who was gambling in the dark. It was Stagger Lee and Bill and I, two men who liked to gamble late. So Stagger Lee threw seven, Bill is four, that he threw eight. Stagger Lee won Billy, well, you ought to know better than that. Yeah, won my last money, now you got my Cadillac. Stagger Lee told Billy, and he walked down a railroad track, I ain't threatening you, Billy, but ain't but one of us gonna make it back. Went on home, got out his trusty 44. Said I'm going down to the Lone Star, I'm gonna tighten up that debt I owe. Stagger Lee went to the barroom, Lord, and he threw open the barroom doors. Said nobody move, I've got y'all covered with my 44. Billy Lyon, look at that. Then I please don't take my life. Got three little children and a very shapely wife. Stagger Lee shot Billy. He shot that boy so fast. Bullet went through Billy Lyon and it broke the bartender's glass. Stagger Lee went stumbling to his mother, doing that. When all the ladies heard about Stagger, heard about Stagger Lee was dead. Some come dressed in orange colors, some come dressed in red. Now the people heard a mighty rumbling, a mighty rumbling under the ground. Said that must be that badass Stack turning Billy upside down. Now Stack went to the devil to identify poor Billy's soul. The poor boy, he was absent, he had burnt down to charcoal. T-na-na, na-na, T-na-na, na-na-na, T-na-na-na-na, T-na-na-na-na-na.
Thank you.
Easy. shook her hips. She did a hip shake, baby. Did a hip shake, baby. Did a hip shake, baby. Shake your hip, baby. Now ain't it easy?
Neville Brothers, of course. Voodoo Woman. I'm Linda Seabright. Along with that, we also had, in that particular set, Slim Harpo with Shake Your Hips. And Dr. John started us off with Staggily Boogie. That was off of his Dr. John All By Hisself CD, released in 2000. Yes, indeed. I'm here. You're here. It's Saturday night. It's a good time. We're ready to go. How about some Kermit Ruffins right here on The Crush 95.9 and streaming to you at krsh.com.
About to show y'all a new dance. Happy Mardi Gras 1999. The year 2000. Happy Mardi Gras 2000, yo. And we gonna do a dance entitled The Fat Tuesday. The Fat Tuesday. Are y'all ready? I can't hear y'all. Are y'all ready? I almost believe y'all. You ready? We'll be right back. in the neighborhood. Do the Fat Tuesday, just like I know you could. Do the Fat Tuesday, every day you could. Take your right hand, throw it on your hip. Take your left hand, shake it everywhere. Do the Fat Tuesday, just like you just don't care. Oh.
Not exactly Mardi Gras time yet, but you know, we appreciate that, Kermit. Thank you so much, Kermit. He goes into that little swing style there, and I just love it, I gotta say. With the Fat Tuesday, that was recorded live. This is off of the Putumayo record label, and a good one it is indeed. Let me just mention that they actually give you a recipe, not on this particular release, but on their Louisiana Gumbo. They give you a recipe for gumbo. So, you know, you got your music, you got your recipe for gumbo. It's time for a partay. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to Henry Gray right now. This is from his album, Lucky Man. And Henry Gray is a wonderful older gentleman who plays in New Orleans pretty much every year at the Blues and Barbecue Fest in October. If you're lucky enough to go down there at that time, you can catch him. He's got a wonderful band out of Baton Rouge. And I believe he himself resides in Baton Rouge as well. So let's give a listen to Mojo Boogie with Henry Gray.
Come out, Sonny, listen to me.
was Henry Gray doing the Mojo Boogie. And strangely, although he is from Kenner, Louisiana, he has very much been influenced by the Chicago blues scene, Henry has. He arrived there after he went to the war in the Philippines and right after World War II. And he really got into the Chicago blues scene. So it was predominated by people like Otis Spann, Johnny Jones, and Sonnyland Slim, really the very best. So this kind of rolling two-fisted keyboard style is something that these Chicago blues artists were very good at, and it certainly influenced him. And then he actually came back and recorded only sporadically until this particular release on the Blind Pigs record label. Check it out, Henry Gray. Right now, let's go to someone who you wouldn't think would be a wonderful New Orleans musician. That's John Cleary. Because he's not a native, but boy, he sure brings it as if he were. This is When You Get Back, John Cleary.
She loved me fine when I was riding from Hong Kong, and she dug it even better, calling long distance on the phone, and cool and sexy, getting that postcard from Brazil. Oh, but now I'm back here back home. All she'll forgive is the chill. She said, when you get back, we're gonna cha-cha all night long. But she lied. She said, when you get back, we're gonna sing a different song. But she lied. I flew in on the red eye. I put a quarter in the phone. And before I said, leave a message, cause there ain't no
back.
John Cleary. Born in England, bred in New Orleans. I'm sure many people know that he is a touring piano player with Bonnie Raitt. Did extensive years with her and certainly added to the sound of her band. Well, we'll be right back after these words. I got some Preservation Hall here, brand new release.
Let's go on.